Watt really rifled that one. Mills, Arena, Brazil's there, walks there, and Ipswich are in the lead.
Whacked in by Muren, again, blocked again, and Watt. He's done it again.
Me personally, it was my best ever year as such. You know, I was voted PFA player, young European, scored 14 goals in Europe, and I was just part of a great team who won the UEFA Cup that year.
The UEFA Cup started with, well, it was a hat-trick of penalties for you against Saloniki. You scored 4 goals in total in that game.
It was incredible, because it was funny because at the time, my mother-in-law, at the time my first wife, was Greek. So that was our team, and a lot of our relations went to that game. So I was under a lot of pressure, and Gatesy usually got me the 3 penalties, and to get 3 penalties in one game is a tall order, and I scored every one and I got another one, so to win 5-1 was a great result, but we needed it because we had to go over to Greece, and I think we were 3-0 down at one stage.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking when you're 3-0 down, this is only the first round, of course, 3-0 down, one more goal and you're out. Is it in the back of your minds at that point, we could be going out of this tournament really early?
It was, because the goals the Greeks got were dodgy in my case. I think the referee was sort of had a lot to do with it. 2 of the goals I thought weren't. So when you're 3-0 down with 15 minutes to go, you get worried. But luckily Gatesy came in, got the goal for us, and we got through.
It's Prague next. There's quite a lot of journeys which we should talk about. I mean, the Greece one to start, but then there's Prague, and you go to Poland later as well. But in Prague, once again, it's a decent home leg against Bohemians, but the side, did they nearly slip up away?
Well, we did. We had a few injuries, I know, but and we went out there and it was real cold and whatever. And basically,
-4 that was.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
And we were missing a few top players in our team at the time. 3-0 up, think you've got enough, but they scored 2 goals, and in the end we were hanging on again. But you know, we got through 3-2, which was incredible.
What was the atmosphere like in the home games then? Because it really seems that the crowd kind of got you a goal. They bought you a goal.
Yeah, it was a fortress. You know, every home game, the night games brought a full house. They got behind us. And we actually, to be fair, if you look at a lot of our results, we battered teams and they were scared before. We found out, you know, as we were walking through the tunnel or coming out, you could tell you had the teams. You know, you see the fear in their eyes, and it was like a one goal start.
That's quite a rare thing, isn't it, to know as you're going out on the pitch that you're going to get a goal.
It is, yeah. We knew we were a top team. We scored a lot of goals at home and we had the crowd behind us, and we just seen that as we walked out. We thought, we're going to beat them.
And it comes to Walk. He's unstoppable.
And it's you scoring the goals from midfield, but what strikes me just looking back at the old footage, the strike force. I mean, can you rival Mariner and Brazil? Some of the volleys that Mariner's put in that season.
Well, I think you can look at the 4 of us. There was Eric Gates as well, who played off the front too.
Some of his goals.
If you look at the 4 of us, I think the total that year we scored 94 goals between us, which is quite scary.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Four of us scored 94 between us.
And that's not to mention the odd cameos. there was Beattie's amazing strike in one of the rounds.
Well, that was the game that got us through against Bohemians. Yeah. You know, Kevin came on for me. I'd scored 2 goals and he came on. And his first touch, he smacked one in from 30 yards in the top corner.
Is it left foot as well?
Left foot,
it?
Right, yeah. Nearly broke a net. You know, and that goal basically got us through when, you know, we lost 2 away from home.
It was good to have him return into form. You mentioned going to Poland. I think it's -14 in the away leg. But once again, the home leg against Lodz, 5-0 at home.
Yeah. That's scary because people don't realise.
They knocked out Man United.
Yeah, they'd knocked Man U the round before. And you play this Polish team who have got Boniak, all top Polish internationals, and you do them 5-0 at home. The actual leg's over then. And we went out to Poland, -14. The game should have been abandoned, but we had to play it. And we only lost 1-0, so we got through quite comfortable.
Why did it all come together for you? Was it you at a physical peak, or the team around you, or a combination
of
both?
No, I think it's a bit of everything. It was my best ever season. And the scary thing was, I was the holding midfield player, which is quite scary. You know, I scored 36, and people don't realise I sat in front of the back 4, and with 2 Dutch boys wide, and Gatesy off the front 2. So I was the most defensive out of it. The other 5 players, and I managed to still score these goals. But we had a system everybody knew that we're doing, and I just knew, I was confident. When you get in the box, you get goals. And when I get in the penalty box, the crosses come in from Arnold and Franz, and as I say, Mariner knockdowns, Brazil's layoffs, and everybody knew what they were doing. And I just thought every time I played for Town that year, I was going to score a goal.
A good challenge, bouncing off the back of Brazil, and Walk doesn't want a second invitation these days. Bang.
Does that system peak away at St Etienne in the quarterfinals?
It's quite scary, yeah. You know, you go there and this team's not lost for, I think it was 30 years at home, and you're playing against Platini, Johnny Rep, all French, and a bigger French international.
Larios.
You know, you can go through it. And when you go out there and beat them 4-1, and we actually went 1-0 down after half an hour. I think Johnny Rep made it 1-0, and you think, oh, well, here we're going to just lose 1-0. But to beat them 4-1 and then take them back home and do them 3-1 and beat them 7-2, it's unbelievable. It was the best performance, our best performance by a mile, the St Etienne away.
In comparison to the St Etienne performances, I guess Cologne's quite low key. They're very tight defensive games.
Yeah, when you play the Germans, you know you're on semi-finals. You're always going to get top teams, and as I say, we actually had a lot of pressure, and their goalkeeper played well. But I managed to get the goal. You know, I got a header, 1-0, and we just thought we've kept a clean sheet here. We've still got a chance, but you know, we went over to Cologne, and everybody was thinking, you know, they might do us, but once again, Big Butch comes up with a header and we go through 2-0.
Back for Russell Osman, marking again so tight in that penalty area. Gates off his knee, a rare lapse of control. But he does well to get it wide for Mills. And there's Walt! The man with a magic touch is there again.
How much did the campaign take out of you domestically? I mean, even towards the end of the season, I remember there was the week, I think you played St Etienne, Nottingham Forest and Coventry, and you score 11 goals in three away games. So Town are still playing incredible. But had the UEFA Cup not been there, would Town have won the league by a good way?
Personally, I think we would have. You know, I think basically it took its toll at the end of the season, when you, especially the Easter period, you're playing Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, you know, and you're travelling as well. And we didn't have the biggest squad, as you know. But I think if we weren't in Europe, we would have definitely won the league, which I still regret to this day. You know, I never won the league with Ipswich Town, but we should have won it that year.
Compare that Ipswich Town team then to the best Liverpool team you played in.
Yeah, I played with Liverpool when they won the treble, you know, and as I say, as 11 players, I would say we were just as good as Liverpool. And to say that, that's some going.
We've mentioned the great balance of the side, the great system. You were never short of goals. Ipswich Town always looked like scoring back then. There were also some great haircuts on display. What was going on at the start of the season? You shaved kind of round the sides, but you got the long on top, and then by the end of the season, it's the full-on Braveheart warrior.
I think that was when it was short. Was me and Russell coming back from Escape to Victory, so we never really recovered from there. But then gradually got better. And as I say, we all had the mops, you know. In these days, you all had the perms and the long hair. But we had such a great team spirit, Graham, but I think that got through a lot. You know, we had great footballers, but we all mixed together. We all come through the youth team. We had a couple of great signings, and the two Dutch boys and Paul Mariner. But as a bond and a team spirit, it was fantastic.
And a word about your manager. When he first took over at Ipswich, he had a big job to do in terms of the dressing room. By 1981, he's created this bond, with the players' help as well, of course. It's just unrivalled.
Yeah, it is. And you look at, I think it was at 13 years he was here, and he only signed 14 players. Something incredible, you know what I mean? And to win two cups, an FA Cup and a UEFA Cup, I think when you'd be thinking, you know, why we didn't win the league, but he was so close to doing it on a lot of occasions. But as I say, he's sadly missed, and as I say, you're never forgotten. You know, I always think about him all the time. Every time I go to Portman Road, you know, three times a week, I always see his picture at North Stand, and it just brings a lot back to me.
And John Walk, the PF Player of the Year, has done it when it mattered. And John Walk has now scored his 14th UEFA Cup goal. That equals the record set up 18 years ago by Altafini. And John Walk may well have won the UEFA Cup for Ipswich Town.